About 80 migrants were dropped off at the Phoenix Greyhound station yesterday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. That's according to reporting by the Arizona Republic, which says about 6,000 migrants have been dropped off at Valley churches since mid-October. And it's a phenomenon that continues in other border states as well. On Sunday, ICE released hundreds of migrants at the Greyhound station in El Paso. It's something immigration volunteers are used to, except usually they get a heads up. Julian Aguilar has been reporting on this for the Texas Tribune. He joins me now. Julian, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So, Julian, what is unusual about the most recent migrant drop-offs in El Paso?
Well, it's exactly like you just stated. The Annunciation House here in downtown El Paso, which is the main shelter organization, has a network of what they call hospitality centers, including churches and hotels and other centers. They have a very good relationship with local ICE here in El Paso, and Ruben Garcia, the director, said that normally they give Ruben a call and say, hey, we have 20, we have 50, we have 75, we have hundreds. Do you have space for them? And there is usually a good 24-hour lead time. And Mr. Garcia says that this has worked exceptionally well over the last 4 or 5 years. What happened on Sunday is that they instead got a call, the Annunciation House instead got a call from the Greyhound station and said, there are hundreds of migrants here. We had no warning. And Mr. Garcia said, well, this is different because I didn't have warning either. So there was a mad scramble to try to find these folks shelter with hotels, with churches, with volunteers. And it's still unclear why ICE did this. One can assume that they were out of shelter space. One can assume that they did not want to hold these folks longer than they had to because of the recent news about these tragedies of these people dying in Border Patrol custody, but the press is unable to get clarification from ICE because, at least locally, the response is that they cannot respond because of the government shutdown. So what happened the following days through Christmas is that, obviously, the Annunciation House was prepared for a drop without an announcement, so they had volunteers in place, but we're told as of yesterday that there are about 1,700 that have been dropped off with no quarter and just left to the mercy of these shelters to scramble and try to find capacity for these folks.
Are shelters at capacity? I mean, is there room for some of these folks?
That's a great question. We're in the press. We like facts. Our editors like us to be very precise with numbers, but those are hard to come by because, according to Mr. Garcia, it's a very fluid situation. You know, he says he doesn't go day by day. He goes week to week because from one 24-hour period to another, he might be able to place, 80 folks at one shelter and then have 100 leave with bus tickets or plane tickets to their final destination. It just depends on a couple factors, mainly their ability to travel, their ability to communicate with the sponsors that are waiting for them further north, east, or west of El Paso and able to place them. But what he did say was pretty striking yesterday when he had a press briefing at one of his locations in downtown El Paso. He said he considers the recent 4 or 5 months of surge, and he's been trying to get at least 2,200 to 2,300 beds per week. He said now, with the latest development in the last 4 or 5 days, in order to prevent people from being just dropped off in the parking lot at a bus station, he is trying to increase capacity to 3,000. Wow. And again, it's difficult to say because he's got to contact hotels, for example. They have rented capacity at 4 different hotels at the cost of $150,000 a month in order to shelter some of these folks. But again, he said he was looking through paperwork that dates back to January of this year, and sometimes they would only receive 70 people a week. So it goes to show you how much things have changed in the last 12 months, where he's gone from sometimes 70, sometimes a couple hundred, to expecting 3,000 per week now.
Right. All right. That's Julian Aguilar with the Texas Tribune. Julian, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks to y'all, and have a happy new year.